My name is Luloa Ashikosanwaliji, and I'm an international student at UBC going into my fourth year. I'm majoring in psychology and currently working towards a career in clinical or counseling psychology. I work as a student research assistant in the Rural Evidence Review Project with the center, and I actually came across a posting for the RER project sometime in November 2019, and it was a big coincidence because it directly overlapped with the time that I was feeling very unsure of my previous biology major. And that was because I guess I just realized that the lab portion of it didn't really excite me as much as the public health aspect of it or the clinical aspect of it. And as I read more about the CRHR, of course, I realized that mainly all of the work is aligned in the public health field. So it just felt like it was just a really good opportunity for me to be able to apply my interests. And at the same time, it gave me a great opportunity to learn about health in BC, just how the healthcare system works. And as an international student, previously had a very limited understanding of anything related to healthcare in BC. So it just happened to be a great learning opportunity, and it happened at a great time. My favorite project at the CRHR network so far is currently what I'm working on right now. So I am doing a qualitative analysis on the survey data that we gathered from one of our previous surveys. And the survey just focused on healthcare providers and the main priorities they think are for the healthcare system in BC. So in this project, I'm learning how to use Invivo. I am learning how to organize data into themes. I'm just learning all the workings that come with understanding survey data, which I think is just so great for any research project. And it's still work in progress, but so far it's been really interesting. So I'm really looking forward to just learning more about it and hopefully doing a good job by the time the analysis is over. I guess I would just say that at the CRHR network so far, I've learned and I continue to learn a lot more about healthcare in BC and how policy decisions are made and the other aspect of healthcare that we don't normally see when we visit a healthcare facility. So all of that learning, and with my academics, I'm definitely very interested in pursuing a career in the clinic or in the healthcare field. And I'm sure that everything I learn while being at the network will be a great contributing factor in me doing well in my future roles. And at the same time, this is also my first working professional position. And I'm very grateful that I'm surrounded every single day by very kind and very passionate people, and from whom I'm able to continuously improve my communication skills and my team working skills and many other skills, which I'm hoping and I'm sure will just enhance my ability to do well in my next steps. And I guess my advice for anyone who's hoping or planning to work with the CRHR is to just have an open mind. I feel like there's just so much to learn. And even if previously you have no knowledge of anything, it's fine. I didn't either. But as long as you have an open mind and you're willing to learn, there is a lot more that you can get out of being in this position. And just to have fun with whatever comes across your way. Thank you.